Hello everybody, we are on the radio and OHF, One Happy Family, Greece, Lesbos. The topic today we're talking about the life. What is the life it mean for you and how is your life?
دیگه که امروز ما از رادیوی لسفوس هستیم امروز میخواییم در مورد این صحبت کنیم که و معنی زندگی چیه و زندگی شما در چه وضعی چطور هستش
کل زندگیم یه همی یک لحظه
بسیگه با خودت داره
نه الان ازش بپرس
about all his life or not about right at the moment
no the general how is your life how is what kind of your life sad happy
میگه به طور کلی زندگی چجوریه؟
خوشحالی، غمگینی، ناراحتی؟ ببین زندگی مثل به نظر از من مثل یک تابلوه خب تابلوه نقاشی میتونی خود در جوری بکشی مثلا شادی میتونی بکشی و غم میتونی بکشی چیزی که در لحظه مثلا یک نقاش موقعی که یک احساسی داره همون لحظه یک تابلو رو میکشه مثلا احساس غم داره یک نقاشی میکشه که او تا ابد ممانه و زندگی یک مثل یک تابلویه که مثلا بعض موقع آدم غمگینه غمه که میکشی توی همون خاطراتت مثل یک تابلو ممانه
He's saying the life is look like the is the tableau or border If you are painting, if you draw or painting the pictures, if you draw the happy picture, happy, you are happy. If you draw the picture, the sad, you are sad. It's depend you.
I can imagine, and this is the life. And, you know, you can make it better and you can make it worse.
میگه من میتونم تصور کنم این چه جور زندگیه و میتونی تو این زندگی بهتری درست کنی.
بله او که درسته دیگه
He's saying that's right Is that right
Thank you so much And I have a question What is the difference between Before and now
میگه که و یه سوال دیگه ازت دارم اینه که چه تفاوتی بین قدیم و الان هستش
قدیم و الان شرایط زندگی در قدیم و الان خب شرایطی که ما قبلا توی زندگی میکردم خب شرایط خطرناکی بود جنگ بود فلان من که اومدم سمت اینورم به امیدی اومدم که زندگی خودم یک ذره بهتر درست کنم ولی توی 6 ماه شرایط زندگی ما به نظر خودم شرایط زندگی ما از چند سالی که ما توی جنگ بودم توی مثلا شرایط خیلی خطرناک بودم فقط اونجا تنها مشکلی بود که مثلا ممکن بود جانم در خطر باشه ولی اینجا کلا روی افکارم تاثیر گذاشته یعنی جنگ افکار دارم دیگه اینجا
He's saying it's the difference because when he was in his country and his situation is very hard and all the time is the war and he's saying we are scared maybe is the bombing and the one time is the military he's dead but he's saying I came here to make the better life but When I came here, he's thinking his thoughts is there wrong, and when he's here, he's thinking about the find a better place to save.
And I want to ask you, what is the beautiful time in your life?
Je voudrais te demander quel est le souvenir le plus heureux de ta vie.
Il y en a tellement nombreux. Et vous savez, la vie, c'est le mélange du bien et du mal.
Life is a mix between good and bad.
Mais mon plus bon souvenir, que si je peux dire en un mot, c'est lorsque j'aide les gens.
Best memory is when I help people, when I get to help people.
De faire sortir le meilleur qu'ils sont en eux. C'est pendant que je fais mes conférences avec les gens qui m'écoutent. Ce sont des meilleurs moments pour moi.
Try to make people express the best that they have. And also I do conferences for people. And those are very, very good moments for me.
Cool. This is the better things, I think. We are continue each other by the humanity things. to help each other. We don't care about what's the color and what's the religion and what's the design of the person. We just like, we're looking for the humanity things. And this is the beautiful things. Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup. Je peux ajouter quelque chose, je veux dire. Vous savez, c'est très important, tout le monde. La vie est déjà, il y a trop de critiques, il y a trop de problèmes, il y a trop. Je ne peux pas prendre la thèse que les gens disent que la vie c'est un combat. Non, je ne pense pas que la vie c'est un combat. La vie c'est un bonheur, vivre c'est un bonheur d'exister. Et puis, ce sont toujours des gens qui essaient un peu de rendre la vie un peu dure. Mais je pense qu'ensemble, il n'y a pas de noir, il n'y a pas de rouge, il n'y a pas de blanc. Ce sont des mots que j'ai ôtés dans mes vocabulaires. Moi, je dis toujours, je suis l'humanité active qui cherche à faire surtout de son mieux pour aider les autres aussi dans des situations qui sont un peu difficiles. Je le fais chaque jour à Moria. Je tiens à rassembler des gens, à leur parler, à les conscientiser, de leur montrer la bonne voie, de leur motiver. Pour moi, chaque jour, si je motive une personne à prendre la bonne route, pour moi, ce sont des meilleurs souvenirs.
He says that he doesn't want to agree with people who see life as being a fight, and that for him, in life, there are a lot of beautiful things and a lot of way to do useful things, and he wants to try to focus on that. And he says that in Moria, it's really what he tries to do, to gather people, no matter the differences of color or the differences that can exist between people. He feels like it's possible to try to focus on the good things in life.
Yeah, for sure, we are...
زن کلان از نگاه ایشون دعوا نیستش و میگه نشیونالتی کشور مردم ها با هم دیگه مهم نیستن که چه جوری هستن، مهم اینه که توی موریا همه مردم با هم دیگه همبستگی داشته باشن و میتونن خیلی کار خوب انجام بدن.
Yeah, for sure, that's why we are what I mean in this topic, we're talking about the humanity things. We are like, we don't focus or we don't looking about the fighting or something like that. That's why, like, we're talking about how it's we can make the life is better and beautiful. Thank you so much, everybody, and I will give you the best music.
Relax.
That's my opinion. If the people had a solidarity, they can make better life. But there is no solidarity between people, and we can see the many people, the races. Even in refugee, and we should have solidarity, and it's very important.
Il a totalement raison. Vous savez, l'unité c'est quelque chose de très important, parce que le monde ne peut pas évoluer dans l'uniformisme. Il faut qu'il y ait la diversité. Et cette diversité dans l'unité, ça va créer quelque chose de très bien. Vous savez, quand on voit des couleurs comme des mosaïques, ça, quand on parle de mosaïques, c'est le mélange de plusieurs couleurs. Vous savez, qu'est-ce que ça donne? Voilà, notre monde est un peu séparé. Il y a certains couches et certaines personnes. Et ce qui dit, même si je vais vous dire de quelque chose qui est dans la Bible, vous verrez qu'on parle de Tour de Babel. Pourquoi les gens se réunissaient pour un but? Mais Dieu les a dispersés. Pourquoi? Parce qu'il n'y avait plus d'objectif principal pour les autres. Chacun vivait pour son intérêt. Même Dieu qui a créé le monde, il a perdu l'unité.
He's saying that you're totally right, and he thinks that life and relationship between people can be like a mosaic, and that you can put different colors together to get to do something beautiful. And he's saying that in the Bible, what divided people in the history of the Babel Tower was that people were split apart because they didn't have an objective in common. And so he's saying that it's important to share an objective in common to gather people together.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl. Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone
waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. But darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight.
Here we are, after the beautiful sounds, and we are in the finally, the end of the topic. And thank you so much, guys, for everything, and good to hear for you. And I hope the future for you, it's better and better for everybody. That's it.
به نظرتون شرط زندگی تو موریا چه شکلیه؟
She's saying, what do you think about the life in Moria? How's the situation in Moria?
The life in Moria is so difficult for everybody. Even the sick people, the first, like we need to take care about them, and the pregnant woman and the child as well. Because the situation in Moria is dirty place and not safe, and we have a lot of child. A lot of babies, they don't have any investigations to cover like the bodies from a lot of virus in Moria. You know, more than 7,000 persons stay in Moria, and it's like closed place and dirty place actually.
And actually, I think so Moria is enough for 1,500 people, not for 6,000 people.
And for yeah. Short time. Not like for a long time.
Yeah. ایشون هم که گفتن که شرایط زندگی کردن داخل موریا خیلی سخته. من میدونم ولی باید همه از هم دیگه مراقبت کنن و اول اینکه کسایی هستن که خیلی پیرمردن، آسیب پذیرن، مریض هستن، باید از اونا نگهداری کنیم، مراقبت کنیم. و رده دوم کسایی که حامله هستن و بعدها دیگه پیرمردها و بچه‌ها. و گفت من اینو میدونم که موریا یک مکان خیلی کثیف و اینا هستش و منم بهشون گفتم که و گفتش که بیش از تقریبا نزدیک 6000 تا مهاجر داخل موریا و منم گفتم که کمپ موریا برای تقریبا 1500 نفر جا داره، نه برای 6000 نفر. ایشون هم گفتم برای یه مدت کوتاه است که شاید اینطوری هستش.
اوضاع عمومی و وضع مسکن و زندگی کردن رو میشه یه جوری با کمک همدیگه و سازمان ها درستش کرد، اما تنها چیزی که نمیشه درستش کرد فکره، افکار عمومی. به نظر رای حلی هست برای درست کردن همچین چیزی؟
She thinks about the house or condition we can make the better, but you can find the solution for make better thinking or mentality.
C'est vraiment dire d'écrire la situation à Moria. Moi, ça fait 2 ans que je suis ici. On a vécu tout le pire. Hein. Bon, c'est pas vivable. Mais je pense que c'est un domaine un peu sensible et trop dur. Parce que c'est pas les individus, ni les ONG, ni les gens qui doivent changer des histoires. Je pense que nous sommes gérés par des politiques. Et quand il y a des politiques, ce n'est pas une messe à faire, c'est quelque chose de... Je pense que chacun de nous, ce que je peux donner quand c'est chacun de nous doit se armer mentalement et physiquement et avoir la foi et croire à un changement, peut-être individuellement. Ce que je peux dire à expirer, c'est ça. Parce qu'on a été là longtemps, on a vu rien n'a changé, rien ne s'améliore. Ce sont des conditions qu'il y a beaucoup de gens ont déplorées. Ils ont écrit, et ils ont parlé dans des médias, mais ça ne change pas. Ce n'est pas nous, des individus anonymes, comme ça, on peut changer de choses. Mais ça peut arriver sur le plan personnel, d'avoir la foi, d'espérer, peut-être gagner son asile, peut-être être évacué. Voilà. Individuellement, ça s'est fait.
It's very hard to describe the situation in Moria. He's saying that, in his view, it's more a political problem than an organizational problem. He's saying that he's been here for 2 years and that for him it's hard to believe that the conditions are really going to change, but he wants to believe that it's possible to make some change at a more personal level by believing that things can get better someday. So he's saying that for him, it's important to keep hope and to keep believing that things can get better, because he doesn't believe that the situation itself can really get better, but he believes that each person personally can try to make things better.
میگه که واقعا شرط موریا غیر قابل توضیحه که من بخوام بهتون توضیح بدم. ولی ما تقریبا ایشون 2 سال هستن که اینجا هستن و شرایط موریا رو هنوز تغییر چندانی توش نکرده، ولی میگه ما باید ادامه بدیم و امید داشته باشیم که اینکه و به این باور داشته باشیم که یه روزی میتونه شرایط موریا تغییر کنه. She's saying never changing the condition in Moria.
No, well, one day it will be changed and everything will be fine and everybody they will make the best situation for himself.
میگه که اینطوری نیست و من مطمئنم یه روزی تغییر خواهد کرد و تمام مردم توی بهترین شرایط ها قرار میگیرن و بهترین موقعیت ها.
یه روز بعد از ظهر.
He said, she's saying, I hope.
We also hope that. And it will happen in one day, for sure.
On a qu'une seule place à s'accrocher, c'est notre espoir. Comme on dit toujours, tant qu'il y a la vie, il y a de l'espérance. Et on doit espérer encore pour de meilleures choses à venir. On ne doit pas regarder la situation parce que c'est très dangereux. Voilà, la situation est très dangereuse et puis les conditions de vie sont vraiment très mauvaises. Et on risque de craquer. Mais si on a la foi, on peut voir au-delà du sommet des montagnes, on voit une route bien tracée.
He's saying if we have hope, we can see behind mountains and we can see what will happen behind what seems to be a mountain. And he was also telling about a saying in French that says, as long as there is life, there is hope.
یه سری چیزایی هست وقتی که میگیم به معنی امید، یه سری چیزایی هستش که قایم هستن و ما امید داریم که اونا رو ببینیم و وقتی میگیم زندگی یعنی زندگی امید. I have something to say is that I have been here around 1.5 years and many times I'm thinking about the situation in Moria and thinking, but I'm thinking but I can't find the solution and we cannot find the solution and it's better way to continue to life and enjoy. Right now you are here, you cannot change the situation. You cannot say, okay, I will go to Germany, but you cannot go. It's not find the solution. As it's better to still wait and you have a patient and don't thinking about the tomorrow because we're living today and we should enjoy. میگه چیزی داری که شما بگی. منم گفتم که من خودم تقریبا اینجا 1 سال و خورده‌ای هستم که اینجا هستم و همش فکر میکردم که کی میرم، ولی هیچ وقت راه حلی پیدا نکردم. پس بهتره که ما زندگی کنیم و از زندگی لذت ببریم. ولی من الان تازه به این نتیجه رسیدم که چقدر فکرای اشتباهی میکردم. در هر صورت من اگه میگفتم میرم آلمان ولی نمیرفتم و شرایطم نمیتونستم تغییر بدم و راه حلی نیست جز این که از زندگی اینجا لذت ببری.
چه لذت
ببری چه نبری میگذره.
خب تمام شد. خب در مورد شرایط موریا، ببین توی دنیا ما هیچ کاری نداریم که بگیم غیر ممکنه، نمیشه، سخت هست ولی خب راه داره. و بهترین راهی که توی موریا وجود داره ای که به همدیگه اعتماد کنیم، مثلا چند قومی که اونجا هستیم با هم یکی باشیم، و حتی همین کارمندای یونانی که مثلا خیلی مثلا با غریبه این برای هم دیگه، مثلا کارمندای یونانی برای مهاجرین غریبه و مهاجرین برای چیز مهاجرین برای کارمندای یونانی، باید مثلا یک جوری دست به دست هم بدیم که شرایطی تغییر کنه. وقتی که با هم نباشیم که شرایط تغییر نمیکنه.
خیلی طولانی گفتی، یکی یکی بگو تا من بتونم مترجم.
خب شرایطی مثلا هر کاری، هیچ کاری مثلا غیر ممکن نیست.
There's a nothing to do says is it's the impossible. Is there is a something to do say yeah it's the possible to change the situation. And if there are many nationality in the Moria camp, if they had a solidarity, we can change it, and we can't see the result. And he's saying it's better people that trust each other and believe each other.
میتونیم با هم دیگه شرایط تغییر بدیم. حتی مثلا کارمندای یونانی که مثلا خب برای کسایی که اینجا میاد تقریبا غریبه، یک جوری باید کار کنم با اینا که مثلا با هم دیگه کمک باشن، نه اینکه مثلا با هم دیگه لج کنن. حالا خیلی با هم دیگه اینجا مثلا توی چیز لج کردن، توی موریا، حتی کارمندای یونانی با رفوجی، مردم مثلا مهاجر، دیدم شرایط دیگه.
And he's saying, as well, we can change the situation if we want. And even the people from, even the staff from the Greece, they are freezing for us. It's look like they don't know each other. But we can change the situation. We can, if they had a solidarity.
Je vais dire ça. Luther King a dit, nous devons apprendre à vivre ensemble comme des frères, sinon nous allons mourir ensemble comme des idiots. Je pense que on doit s'adapter à la situation et continuer à vivre notre vie et garder toujours le moral qui est le meilleur qui arrive.
He wanted to quote a saying of Martin Luther King, who said we have to learn how to live together as brothers and sisters, or we're just all going to die together like idiots, like fools. So he says that, yes, it's important to learn how to live all together.
For the end, thank you so much, and lovely topic. And I give you the music, the beautiful.
میگه از همه تو متشکرم، ممنونم بابت موضوعی که گفتیم، و حالا یه موزیک میخواد بذاره.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Thank you.
Hello guys, you are listening Greenhouse FM 101, and today we have a guest, too many guests, Ali, Judith, and Zuri, and Jamisa, and Natasha. Today we will ask some questions for them about life, or doesn't matter it about music, because Julie is a singer and now he is too many famous, and I will ask for some question for to them. How is it? You are now famous, Julie. Can you tell about you?
Comment est ta vie depuis que t'es connue? Depuis que tu es devenue connue?
Ah, ma vie. Oh, bon, c'est vrai que la célébrité là, ça va, ça va, c'est prêt. Bon, je peux dire que ce sont les merveilles de Dieu, parce que dans la vie, Dieu pourvoit toujours les bonnes choses pour ses enfants.
If it happens, it's thanks to God, because God always gives good things to his children.
Okay, can I ask for him, how are you feeling now? Because you are now a very big singer for us, and people are going too many. You are going today or tomorrow, your followers will be too many. And how is it for you? How the people or everybody are going for you? What do you feel about that? Is it good for you or no?
Judith, tu es devenue connue du jour au lendemain. Et tu as pris sur les réseaux sociaux, tout le monde s'est mis à te suivre, les gens te chassent dans la rue, tout le monde veut savoir où t'es et qu'est-ce que tu fais. Et comment est-ce que tu vis ta célébrité? Est-ce que t'es, est-ce que c'est dur au quotidien ou...
C'est vraiment dur au quotidien, parce qu'il faut encore apprendre à vivre de nouveau.
It's very hard every day because you have to learn to live again.
Okay, thank you. Judith, can you sing a good song of you? Can you sing for us? Because people are listening to you.
Tu veux bien nous chanter une chanson parce que les gens t'écoutent en ce moment.
Ok. C'est pour dire à Dieu comment je l'aime. Donc combien je l'aime, quoi. Parce que, en fait, tout ce qui nous arrive dans la vie, c'est par la grâce de Dieu, que ce soit quand c'est bon, c'est mauvais, on fait avec en attendant. Donc Dieu nous essuie toujours les larmes, quoi.
Ok. Alors, this song is to say to God how much I love Him, and because everything that happens in life is thanks to God, the good things and the bad things, and
L'Éternel est papa, le Tout-Puissant est papa, le Créateur est mon père, Dieu d'amour tu es papa. L'Éternel est papa, le Tout-Puissant est papa, le Créateur est mon père, Dieu d'amour tu es papa. Mon Dieu je t'aime, mon Dieu je t'aime, mon Dieu je t'aime, mon Dieu je t'aime, tu es mon papa. Mon Dieu je t'aime, mon Dieu je t'aime, mon Dieu je t'aime, tu es mon papa.
Oh, thank you so much. We can clap for him.
Passer de chanter, c'est pas tout le monde.
Il dit que c'est très compliqué, que l'émotion est très forte.
Vas-y.
Ah oui, pardon. Sorry. She says that it's very moving to sing this song. Yeah. It's a very beautiful song, which is about faith, and it says how God is like a father.
Thank you so much. It was so good.
Merci à vous.
Thank you, Julie. And now we will ask some questions from Ali, because he likes Hindi music too many, too much or too much.
Too many. Yeah. Sometimes I'm singing and all the time I'm listening. But nowadays I didn't say listening the song about Ramzan. Oh, sorry. Because nowadays I didn't sing the songs because nowadays Ramadan. You know about the Ramadan and we have a Shahadat.
Yeah.
Hazrat Ali alayhi salam.
Doesn't matter. Ali, can I ask some question for you?
Yeah, of course.
Your topic is about
Indian music.
Yeah. How it is? Is it good from Hollywood or Bollywood music? Which one is too good for you?
I think
Bollywood or Hollywood?
I don't think so about what is Hollywood, what is Bollywood.
Hollywood song, you don't know about Hollywood?
Hollywood? You mean Indian songs?
English.
No, Bollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I speak English, I listen English, I didn't listen to the English song. Yeah.
And you know about Hindi songs. And who is your favorite singer?
Mostly the Himesh Reshamiya.
Himesh Reshamiya.
Himesh Reshamiya. And Adnan Sami.
Adnan Sami.
Yeah. You know about Adnan Sami?
No, I don't know about I'm a... Okay, thank you. And what is the favorite song? Himesh Reshamiya or...
Himesh Reshamiya.
Doesn't matter, Adnan Sami.
What do you want to listen?
Doesn't matter for me. The favorite song you like.
No, you told me about
Himesh Reshamiya.
Himesh Reshamiya. No, I sing
Himesh
for you.
Reshamiya.
Himesh Reshamiya. Yeah. Okay, listen.
Listening here.
Dil ki surkh diwaro pe, dil ki surkh diwaro pe, diwaro pe. Naam hai tera, tera, 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 naam hai tera, tera. Finish.
Oh, thank you.
Because
it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. And do you want to be a singer in your life?
In the future.
In the future? No. Okay, thanks. Do you want to talk about something in your life with singers? Do you meet
Himesh Reshamiya
or Adnan Sami in your life?
Yeah, yeah. Someone support
when,
me.
How was it? Are you, you were happy for that or not?
Yeah, of course.
When it was, can you explain for us? In first time you see Himesh Reshamiya, I don't
Himesh
know.
Himesh Reshamiya.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I listened the first time to Himesh Reshamiya, I'm very impressed because he's a very good singer and he sings about sad songs, not a rock song, not a rock and roll songs, no, only sad songs. He likes sad songs. He told about himself. In one show, I don't know what is the name of show, he told him about himself. He likes old songs.
And did you meet him anywhere or not?
Not. He's from India. He's from India. I mean, in Afghanistan.
Not about Adnan Sami.
Yeah, I know about Adnan Sami. He is from Pakistan, and now he get the nationality of India. He got to India now. Yeah. He left Pakistan.
Australia. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Now, we will ask some question for Zuri because she likes too many about garden and help and give them water. And I clocked the Jamie sir is also the same.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Hi.
How
I'm
are
good.
You, sir?
I'm good.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, can you... explain about garden because I don't know about that and the people want to listen about how you are helping and what is it good for you.
Yeah, sure. So right now we're working, we're in OHF and we're working on a gardening project. And Jimmy, maybe you can do the front.
On travaille en ce moment sur un jardin à OHF.
And our interest is to make a place where people can... relax, spend time together, have workshops and enjoy the plants because over here we can't sit in the garden. It's just for food. So we want to make a space where people, like a park, where people can really make it their own place.
En fait, on a envie de faire un jardin où les gens peuvent aller et peuvent vraiment s'asseoir, s'installer, profiter de l'ombre, se changer les idées, penser à autre chose, sentir des odeurs de plantes, sentir des odeurs de fleurs et vraiment se sentir bien et sans stress. Donc c'est un jardin comme ça qu'on est en train d'essayer de faire et qui sera un peu différent de celui qui existe déjà, qui est surtout là pour faire pousser des légumes.
Jamie, and did you make more two good gardens
than this?
Yeah.
This is a beautiful garden.
Yeah.
But we want to make a different garden, just more seats and chairs, like a park.
For
people to sit. Yeah, and you can sit there with your friends. And we are making some chairs, individual chairs, but some like benches, so you can sit in a group with your friends.
Du coup, dans ce jardin, on l'a dessiné de manière à ce que, à certains endroits, on puisse être assis en groupe pour pouvoir avoir des discussions et profiter ensemble, ou alors des endroits où il y aura des où on pourra s'asseoir seul si on a juste envie de passer un peu de temps seul pour réfléchir, penser, lire.
Voilà. And what about you, Jamie, sir? Are you helping them?
Am I helping Zuri? Yes, I'm trying to help.
You are the right hand of Chum.
Yes, exactly. I'm the assistant. I'm the gardening assistant of Zuri.
Oh.
So if we need something or if we have to think about something, I'm trying to help as much as I can. But mostly she has the ideas and she knows how to do it.
Okay, sir. Thank you to make people happy.
Well, it hasn't started yet. So let's see how... And we need help to everyone who's listening to us. We need help to build the garden. We need people to be involved and to do it with us.
Okay.
So come join us.
If I have a time, I will come. Why not?
Yes, but you
and I will say the people who have a time, come and help them.
Thank you very much.
Merci. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Natasha. What was this?
Okay.
I should ask. Yeah. Okay, she's going to ask. You're asking me? Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
تاثیرات سفر توی زندگی چه تاثیراتی به نظرت داره؟
How it's meant for you?
To be here?
Yeah. And I was in the way you come here.
But I came here to do this project, and it wasn't that challenging, but it is challenging to be in a new place where I don't speak Greek, and I don't know how things are, but it's really nice when I'm meeting people who I can speak to. I start to make friends and feel more comfortable over here.
باعث شده سفر کردن باعث خوشحال شدنت بشه یا نه؟
It is good for you. Are you happy to come here?
Yes, I think I'm happy to be here because I think there's a lot of good things that can happen and good work that can happen. But I definitely miss many things about home as well.
اگه تو به آینده برگردی دوباره حاضری سفر رو انجام بدی؟
You want to go in back or not? You want to go in back?
I would like to meet my friends and my family.
یکی موضوع رو بیشتر در مورد همون بود. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Can I add?
Moi,
j'ai une question pour Judith. Judith, est-ce que tu aimes l'été?
L'été? Comme il fait chaud là.
Il fait chaud là. I asked. Do you like summer? She says it's too hot now.
Mais pas qu'avec les plantes, ça va aller.
Ah oui, with the plants it's gonna be better. Et j'aimerais savoir, par rapport au jardin, toi, est-ce que t'as un souvenir qui est lié au jardin? Et est-ce que tu te souviens d'un jour où t'étais dans un jardin et t'as senti quelque chose de particulier?
Non, en fait, dans mon passé, non. Bon, juste quand j'ai fait la connaissance de Julie, elle m'a parlé du projet, elle dit « Oh, c'est super !» Parce que ça me permet d'oublier un peu ce qui m'est arrivé ici à Montréal. Bon.
D'accord.
Parce que la maison, c'est un peu triste, quoi.
Ok.
Montréal, c'est un peu triste.
I was asking her, do you have a specific memory with the garden? And she told me, the memory that I have right now is when last week you guys were telling me that you are building a garden in OHF. And she hoped that it's going to be a good thing not to think too much about Moya and what's happening in Moya and to change her mind a bit. Yeah. Merci beaucoup, Judith. J'ai une dernière question à te poser. Est-ce qu'il y a un plat que t'aimes particulièrement manger en été?
En été? été.
Quand il fait très chaud, est-ce qu'il y a quelque chose que tu aimes manger?
En fait, mon pays, parce que vraiment, c'est un autre moyen, là, moi je connais.
Ok.
De mon pays, c'est de mon pays pour répondre, parce que pour moi, là, c'est pas bien quoi.
D'accord. Mais dans ton pays, alors quoi? Qu'est-ce que c'est que tu aimes manger en été? Quand il fait très très chaud?
Ok, il fait très très chaud, là, le râpé.
C'est
le
quoi?
Le macabo râpé.
Macabo?
La sauce d'arachide. Macabo, là, il faut être, tu vois comment c'est long comme ça. Mm-hmm. On râpe, mm-hmm. on emballe dans les feuilles, on fait la sauce à quoi? Macabo râpé.
Ouais, je sais pas, macabo. Yeah. Alors, I asked Judith, what is it that you like to eat when it's very hot? And she said that, forget, in Moya, the food is not good, I mean, you don't want to talk about that. So she said, back in her country, she used to eat something called macabo.
Macabo râpé.
Macabo, macabo. Macabo râpé. So, grated sauce, macabo.
Sauce d'arachide.
Avec la sauce d'arachide, which means like a, it's like a peanut sauce, I think. Mm. And it, you wrap it in a leaf and it's very good during the summertime. Yeah. Merci, Judith.
Guys, in the end of our program, thank you to all of you guys for coming here. And thank you for you, ma'am, also. And in the end of the program, the Judith, ma'am, will sing a song for us.
French.
And it will be finish our program. Thank you.
Y a-t-il ici bas un peu d'amour? Je me sens ce monde cœur si doux. Je ne peux plus porter ce fardeau qui me vaut. Je t'appelle au secours. Je t'avais donné, Jésus, mon cœur. Puis je cherche le bonheur ailleurs. Je ne trouve ici-bas aucune paix, aucune joie. Il n'y a d'amour entre toi. Ah. Tu es Emmanuel, Emmanuel, mon ami, ton amour me suffit, tu me suffis, mon ami, tu me suffis, mon ami. Tu es Emmanuel, Emmanuel, mon ami, Emmanuel, mon ami. Ton amour me suffit, tu me suffis, mon ami, tu me suffis, mon ami. Je trouverai un ami, une source infinie. Jésus est mon ami.
C'est que, bon, comme il y a les solos, je ne peux pas quand même prendre tout, tout le chant, quoi. Tu vois un peu, non? Bon, le refrain, c'est...
J'ai trouvé un ami, une source infinie. Jésus est mon ami, il est mon ami, il m'aime pour la vie. Tu es Emmanuel, Emmanuel, mon ami, Emmanuel, mon ami. Ton amour me suffit, tu me suffis, mon ami, tu me suffis, mon ami.
Là, c'est bon. C'est que le son là, c'est y a trop de... Il faut porter, il faut rendre ça, il faut... Donc ça, comme ça, il ne peut pas tout porter.
Il faut le plus tard.
Donc si, il y avait des personnes...